Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Now, if you're on Greg Warren's Facebook page today, wish him a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Greg.
Thanks, guys.
I'm not going to ask you how old you are. I'm not going to ask you on the air because I know it's a delicate thing with
49.
Oh, there you go. It's a delicate thing with older women.
All right. Stand by here.
And Dan Cummins with us. Dan's at thefunnybonomaha.com. Colleen's with us. And also, Greg is actually heading to the Wichita after the show to do the loony bin all weekend long.
Mike has an answer to an age-old question. In fact, we brought it up the other day. What do you got, bud?
3.5 years. Cocaine definitely still works.
You found some 3.5-year-old cocaine where?
Huh?
In some clothing or in a drawer?
It was in my old basketball shorts.
Oh. In your old basketball shorts. Dick Hart, what would you think about cocaine and a basketball shorts, Dick?
I don't allow any foreign substances in any of my boys' trunks.
And you're pretty sure you haven't worn those shorts in 3.5 years?
And if you're wearing the required uniform, they do not have pockets.
Good point.
Yeah.
So what happened, dude? How'd you lose cocaine for 3 years?
Well, we were living in an apartment, and, you know, boom.
Oh, okay, hang on. He swore.
Whoa.
Okay, you still there? Don't swear, okay?
He's all cupped up.
No problem.
Okay.
You just
don't expect that kind of thing from a guy who's...
But here's the deal.
Yeah. Cocaine
obviously,
3.5 years later. It's
you know, I haven't done that in years. So there's a point in life where you should quit cocaine, and you obviously hasn't reached that yet. What if, Todd, you found, like, you quit doing cocaine. I know you did 2 years and years ago. It's been a long time for me. If I found it after 3 years of quitting it, what do you do then?
I would get a hold of Mike.
I mean,
no, I wouldn't do it. But I'll probably give it to someone who did.
Yeah, I mean, I'd flush it right away. Thanks, buddy. I'm afraid he's going to swear again. Let's get rid of him.
It's the drug abuse I have no problem with. It's the language.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. You won't have that
kind of
stuff.
We have a zero tolerance policy.
We'll glorify drug use, but we don't want you swearing.
Right. Look, buddy, I'm trying to do a little coke in church right now.
I have more questions.
Easy
for
on the.
I, well, I mean,
I tell my boys no bad language and no name calling on the court and off the court.
It couldn't be in a pile of clothes. It'd been too humid. It would have melted. He had to lose his shorts in a cool basement. And what's that like, puss?
Well, he told me off the air that they were moving. So maybe the clothes were packed up in something.
Yeah. It was probably inside a box.
Yeah, and just
but still, the humidity would have ruined it. So it had to be a cool place, right?
He unpacked it. Right. It was obviously in a cool, dry place. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the moment he dug into the, and he did it immediately.
Right.
Yeah, he said he found it just like a month ago.
Yeah.
Just like, yep, okay.
And I'm sure it's gone now.
But
I'm sure
still,
it's gone that night.
It makes me mad because of Dick Harp would be upset.
More
cocaine in somebody's basketball shorts.
I was more upset with the profanity, frankly.
Well, I think Dick Harp also would have been upset at the length of the basketball shorts that we have today.
Yeah,
why does cocaine...
I don't care for the way these boys wear their shorts.
And their leggings.
It's not the required uniform. It's not the regulated uniform.
And their arm sleeves.
I don't care for that either.
Yep, I didn't think so. Kind of figured you are old school.
Coke is that one where, God, man, I really wish you didn't have just like the negative addictive or stuff. Because I always really liked Coke.
Okay.
Like, it's so much. It's like, and now I'd want to do it, not even like recreationally, but I'm like, some days I'm really tired traveling. I'm like, man, just a little Coke. power through this work.
When people started dying from it and it became a bad drug, it did bum me out. Because, you know, marijuana ended up being good for you.
Right.
Think about it. I mean, I'm not a pot smoker, but it ended up being legal and good for you in general. It can do stuff. It doesn't kill you. Put it that way.
Why can't Coke be good for you?
It would have been great, but it didn't work out that way.
Take a little bump before you go to the gym. Get a hell of a workout in. You know?
Yeah, it was one of those drugs that bummed you out when you found out it was. I don't think it was ever. But see, I wonder what it was like because, I hate to ask Colleen this. I don't know if you did much blow in the 70s. I don't think you really did you, Carl? You didn't do much. Okay, there you go. Because there was a point in the mid 70s, if you read any kind of rock and roll books, that people did. Cocaine wasn't bad.
Right.
Nobody thought of it as being bad, and people did it. Now, when I started after college, it was already a. A known fact, it might have been bad.
Well, you know, it was,
I know
it was
you don't
medicine.
Want to talk.
It got abused.
Yeah,
you know,
but the thing was, though, there was a time period. If you read anything about L.A., especially L.A. in the mid late 70s, Hollywood, people just assumed it was okay for you, so that's why everybody did it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was prescribed. You go way back before that to late 19th century, early 20th century.
It used to be in
medicine.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
part of the original recipe, and it was they had cocoa wine actually for a while.
Did they really?
They would sell wine fortified with cocaine. How fun would that be?
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah,
that'd be a
Colleen just fell
out
of the chair.
When did LSD become illegal?
You know, because
it was legal for quite some time.
Because CIA introduced LSD into the culture. It's crazy. Like, LSD is a pretty recent drug. 47 is when it was discovered.
I'd always heard
Albert Hoffman
Army experiments or something
that. MK Ultra was the experiment. Project MK Ultra. The CIA did it. They started testing people with LSD and went from the college campuses to the Grateful Dead and out. Everywhere else.
All right. That's part of you. You study that stuff, don't you, man?
Yeah, I do that stuff for the podcast every week. I study something real hard every week. So I was doing the CIA recently. Yeah.
So you know your stuff. I'm gonna troll you next time on your podcast. You suck. It's Tyler.
You don't know your stuff.
You don't know. It was actually Project Artichoke.
You're like the 70th best comedian I've ever heard, man.
But yeah, LSD, I mean,
Osley.
I don't know when they made it.
Purple Haze, Osley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was legal for a long time.
In February, OkCupid added Trump-related questions to their compatibility survey.
Well, would you want to date somebody either if you're on either side of that issue that doesn't believe?
I think that's important.
I can't imagine the. I mean, I understand. I understood the old days, maybe that the guy was Republican and the girl was a Democrat, and they got along, or vice versa. But with that particular man, how do you live with somebody? I couldn't.
72% of people think that supporting the president is a deal breaker in relationships.
Well, that means the other people want you to support the president, though, right? True. Look, if you're a Trump supporter and you're on the dating site and you want to find another Trump supporter, you probably find one, right?
Yeah. Is this any president, or is this specifically Trump they're talking about?
They added Trump-related questions and found 72% of people thought supporting the president is a deal breaker in relationships. Even eHarmony, which was once known as a bit more conservative, has become more mainstream. It has the same number of Christian users as non-Christian users. But like OkCupid, eHarmony has seen the number of users willing to date people of other political stripes shrink dramatically in recent months.
I wonder why.
Do you know anybody on eHarmony?
No. Have you tried it?
No.
No.
I think it might be just that one old guy in the commercials trying to hook up with chicks.
I think so, too. Because he's creepy. And he just shows up. Try eHarmony.
I think it's that guy just trying to hook up with chicks.
I'm ripped on eHarmony.
We've talked to people who have joined that.
That guy is creepy.
And they do ask a lot of faith-based questions.
Yeah.
I think it's a little more faith-based than...
Started out that way, it sounds like. You're right.
Less so now, apparently.
Yeah, because they need the business.
They say over the last year, the users have gone to great lengths to call out their political stripes in their profiles. They are not doing that, or I'm sorry, they are doing that as a way of saying, if you don't agree with me, let's not communicate.
All right.
Well, I guess you're looking for a relationship. You probably don't want to start with somebody in the opposite team.
No. You want to be able to discuss.
No, I think that's a deal breaker, especially today.
Right.
And today is
that would be a deal breaker for me as a non-religious person. Yeah. If someone was like, I'm a diehard, insert any religion there.
Yeah, no.
I'd be like, have a good life.
I got no time for that, man.
Probably be a deal breaker for her, too.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
You know what Craig would say?
Suck it, Jesus.
No, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't say that, Greg.
No, he wouldn't. He's a newsman.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think you got to be religiously and politically compatible.
Yes,
In general.
Apparently, some people
change while they're together, though, and that would suck.
Some people can pull it off, but I don't know.
I would rather my wife get into drugs and have to go through rehab than get into religion.
Oh, me too. Oh, in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
If she's like, yeah, I'm doing some coke or blowing, I'm like, okay, well, we can work through this. If she was like, if she was like, Jesus is it, and that's final, I'd be like, Dad, this is tough.
No, that's not.
This is going to be hard to work around. This is going to be hard to work around.
Oh, it would be. It'd be really hard. I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
No way in hell. No way in hell I could do that.
A study conducted by a pro-cheating website, Victoria Milan. I believe it's not unlike Ashley Madison.
Mm. Yeah, you mentioned that yesterday,
a couple of days ago.
Something, yeah.
Asked about sexual preferences when it comes to sex outside of the relationship. So outside of, say, marriage, outside of whatever relationship
you're actually
you're
dating,
having.
Have sex with somebody else. Okay.
Or outside the affair they're having.
No. No. This is about the this is about the affair.
Okay.
Not outside the affair. This is about the affair. Sexual preferences when it comes to sex outside of a relationship. For 65% of women, for 68% of men, if there is no SOTOM, that's a deal breaker.
Yep. Agreed.
No what?
Oh. A, we call it SOTOM here.
Yeah, play the little soundbite for him so they can get a little bit better.
Well, this is somebody
I get it
kissing
now.
Tom Brady.
SOTOM.
So it's become the word for oral in the show. Okay.
SOTOM.
It sounds weird, I know.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yep, yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Usually we have Colleen make the hand motion, but she's not always here.
Dee Mack was describing a Jim Gray interview with Tom Brady that he was just kissing his ass too much in the interview, and he basically was so he went, so Tom.
Yeah.
Petey said that, it stuck to the tape, and since then, 5 years later, that's what we call it, a SOTOM.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if your name's Tom, you should say thank you.
So for 65% of women, 68% of men, if there is no SOTOM, that's a deal breaker. And the
65%?
Okay. Yeah.
And
for a lack, I'm sorry.
You go back and you perform on her.
If you are
is that 65% also?
That has nothing to do with it.
Because I think that's
for 65% of women, if they don't get it. For 65% of women, if they don't get it, that's a deal breaker.
Okay,
for 68% of men, if they don't get it, that's a deal breaker.
68, okay, yeah.
I wanted to assume that the 65% of women, they just want to give it so bad.
See, I don't think that's it.
That they're out if they can't.
Okay, you're right.
Right? If you won't let me do that to you, then I'm out.
All right.
Also,
good to know.
72%.
Good to know, Dan Cummins. we'll let you. You're in then.
72% of women and 85% of men.
Yep.
72% of women, 85% of men say that the SOTOM needs to be happening in every relationship, and the frequency should never diminish over time.
Yeah, but that's probably I mean, it usually happens. It does diminish sometimes because you're just you're busy.
No, that's just sex in general.
Yeah. Sex in general, got it.
Now, 77% of women, 72% of men said that they enjoy giving.
So, Giselle, like Warren said. Mm.
And 89%.
Colleen nods her head over there.
And 89% of women and 94% of men say that they enjoy receiving.
Oh, that's the old Uncle Lair joke. We were doing that story 20 years ago. That what, 90% of men?
89% of women, 94% of men.
They enjoy receiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there are 6%
of
men.
That was the first time we ever met Uncle Lair. There was a USA Today survey that said, it was a lower number
than
that.
It was lower than that, right.
It said 73% of men enjoy receiving oral sex.
And he sat down. He
sat
right down.
And not missing a beat. He goes, that's because the other 27% are giving it.
That was the first time we met Uncle Lair.
First sentence out of his mouth when we met Uncle Lair.
And we fell in love.
Yes.
Oh, that's great, man. Yep. That's a tip from your Uncle Lair.
That was the first thing he ever said to us on the air. It was great.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's excellent. So 6% say no, huh?
They
must have had a bad experience.
They may have.
Somebody just maybe...
Or
they're lying.
Yeah, I think it had something to do with...
Gnawed at it.
Braces. They probably had a bad brace experience.
In junior high.
You just can't let that go. Never again, man.
Today is the day that you may hear about the 9/11 attacks.
Yeah, I started hearing those yesterday, and I had to check my phone because I thought it was the 11th. But we celebrate, unless it's a 15 or yeah. 10, it's celebrated on the weekends, apparently.
No,
I saw a bunch of ceremonies yesterday for 9/11.
Well, that makes sense.
Because yeah. people had the day off.
People got to work today.
Yeah.
And then, like, the 20th anniversary.
The big ones, yeah.
It'll be a big deal. Yeah. We'll actually do the commemorative stuff on that day.
16
well, will
years.
Will that be a Friday, Saturday?
I know 16 years is a long time.
Might be.
In a lot of people's lives, not in ours. But the fact is, it seems longer. Doesn't it seem like a whole nother time?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like only 16 years
ago. It was
ago.
Just a new reality after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was. That's the key. That's a new reality, right?
Today is Patriot Day, for the record, in honor of those killed on 9/11.
Oh, they call it Patriot Day? I didn't know that. It's funny. I was just...
We do now.
I just drove
according
past...
According to President Trump, he declared Monday Patriot Day.
You know, the Flight 93 landed in Shanksville. Remember that? Mm-hmm. In Pennsylvania? So I'm driving up to Steelers football camp, and I haven't been in that area maybe ever in my whole life,
perhaps
actually.
Landed isn't the best term.
Good point. Did I say landed? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I'm driving up that way to St. Vincent College, and I see a sign that says Shanksville Memorial right here.
Right.
And it was 4 miles down the road, and I didn't want to go down because we're heading to the game. Plus, it just sounds depressing as hell, man.
It is. Yeah, it's
I mean,
got
I've
to
seen
be.
It on TV, but it's like it's right there in rural Pennsylvania. I'm thinking, I don't know how it didn't hit anything. Well, I know how because it didn't hit anything, but still.
Yeah, having seen Ground Zero when it was still just a pit in right. in the ground,
right.
I kind of want to see the 9/11 memorial.
Well, yeah,
you know what
depressing.
They've done, what
yeah.
they've done with it. Even though I know it's going to be really sad, but I really kind of want to see
really
it.
Really sad, exactly. And we'll head down to D.C. and go through the Holocaust Museum, make a weekend of it, picking you up, making you feel good.
Yeah,
it's like that movie It. I don't like horror movies because I'm scared crapless when I watch them.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I close my eyes, I put my hands, I do the whole little kid thing. My daughter wants me to go with her on that. And
yeah.
I said, I've,
hell
so
no.
I clicked on the actual trailer on my phone yesterday, and a buddy of ours said this was scary as crap. This movie. I said, oh, it looks good. The trailer scared the hell out of me. I said, if I sat through an hour and a half of this, I'd be scared and I'd have nightmares.
My daughter wants me to go with her, too.
Because she loves those kind of movies. My daughter does. I'm thinking, I don't want to be scared.
Can't you find some of your other brave 15-year-old friends to go with you?
Well, she does.
Apparently not.
She's got a few, but apparently, well, here's the deal. Apparently, one of her friends, and my buddy Zach, his daughter, they want to go. And I'm thinking, well, so I'll be the only one scared off my ass.
And the dads are going, we'll drop you off and we'll go have a beer and come back.
Because I have sat through scary movies before in my life, but I close my eyes. Or just close them real small so I'm not scared when something weird
need
happens.
That.
No. I don't want some freaky clown showing up in my nightmare.
Well, like I told you, there was one theater in town here that was doing a clowns-only screening.
I love
you
that.
You had to be dressed
in
as a clown
makeup, right.
to get into the screening of It. So at some point, you walked into that theater, and there was a whole theater full of clowns getting ready to watch a creepy clown movie.
And good luck getting out and walking past people's big shoes to try to get out of the, excuse me, I got to pee. No, you don't worry. You ain't coming down here, man. Everybody's sporting size 18 over here, dude.
Hey, some of us, that's normal. Shut up.
Weren't
clown feet
clowns like the scourge of the earth about a year ago?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they weren't, for that reason, they were scary, the scary clowns. Yeah. That's true.
But they weren't doing anything.
They weren't doing anything.
I know. They're just standing there.
Right.
But people were still frightened.
Look, I don't have a clown thing, but if I walked into that theater, I might have a clown thing.
I don't have a clown thing either, but,
that would scare the hell out of me.
Just a whole room full of clowns watching that movie.
Just staring at you going, where's the creepy clown movie? Come on.
Yeah, that's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Now, if you're making eye contact in the movie theater, you're the creepy one.
Yeah.
Watch the movie. Who the hell makes eye contact in a movie
theater? Well, if everybody's dressed as a clown, you might. Because you're all going to look at each other.
Well, yeah, they're probably kind of.
What are you into?
They're kind of asking for it.
Right.
I suppose. Jeez.
Might be a good way to get laid, though.
Dress like a clown?
Yeah. It's like Halloween.
Yeah.
Every day.
But you're right, though. Remember, they were busting people for being dressed like clowns.
Yes.
They were pissed off, man. I told you I was at that high school football game that fall, that panic fall, I think it was two years ago. And across the fence, some kid came out of the woods, a clown, and the principal ran over, and they acted like guy had a gun on him. And it was great. The kids were freaking out. I said, that's the best prank ever.
Yes.
Looking over at a football stadium full of about 10,000 people, just out of the woods.
He did nothing.
He did nothing. Yeah. I know they caught the kid, I heard. I'm thinking, what'd he do? He did nothing. He had fun.
Not even streaking.
No,
he was just jacking with you to see, and he got exactly the reaction
he
wanted.
The principal ran over and jumped the fence. It was sad.
Yeah, like he was some murderer.
It was ridiculous. And 2 years later, the movie It's Out, which is an evil clown, and you're allowed to go to the theater all dressed as clowns.
Now we all dress up like clowns.
Yeah, apparently they got some of like the haunted houses in town to donate all their creepy clown guys to hang out. And
it was good.
Creepy clowns everywhere. No, thank you.
So I'll tell you if I go see it, but I'm not going to probably. I'll probably get out of that.
You know, I had assumed that I was going to go.
Yeah.
But now that you mentioned that the trailer scared you.
It did.
And I don't doubt it. It would scare me as well. Yeah.
But did your daughter specifically request you to come protect her?
No, not protect her. She goes to scary movies all the time with her friends. Like Puss said, find another 14-year-old brave guy because it ain't me.
Or take your mom. You and your mom need some bonding time.
Yeah, don't take me, because you'll end up finding out what a puss I am. I don't want that. I don't want you to find that out until later in life.
That's right. That's right, damn it.
Little girl screaming bothers me. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Todd.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's me screaming. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never got wrangled into those. And it seems about 14, 15.
Oh, they love those kind of movies.
When girls get into the scary movies.
They love the scary movies, man.
But I think Miranda and Shay had their own friends.
I think it's because at that age, for some reason, your experiences aren't as... We live horrors in our lives every day because we're adults. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we watch the news.
I think at that age, especially if you have a kid where, you know, you have a house, you got food, you know, you're just living your life, you're in school. Little things don't really scare you, so those things are kind of fun for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think once you hit reality, life scares you.
Yeah.
So why watch a scary movie? I don't need to be scared for another 2 hours.
That
could have
been the
reason.
Although
it's kind of weird, though, because I'll watch a drama where people get shot in the head. You know, so what's the thing?
Yeah, but you're not scared of that.
No, I'm not scared of that. You're right. Hey, I got shot in the head. You go, wow, I got shot in the head. That's true. But a clown comes out, which is not going to happen.
But in the drama.
Jump out of the ceiling and choke me. That's not going to happen in real life.
Right. There's usually,
the guy shoot me in the head could happen.
There's not some kind of buildup. You know, in the scary clown movie, there's a big buildup.
Oh, yeah,
a lot of tension before somebody finally
It made
gets
120
killed.
Million or something like that.
Yeah, and by the way, early reviews reviews are 2 hours and 15 minutes, by the way.
Wow.
I'll be scared the whole time.
Yeah.
See, I think because my daughter's at age 14 and 15, had already been through a lot of scary stuff.
There's that.
They led a little different life than a lot of kids. Yeah. So maybe that's why they weren't scared at scary movies. Why my presence was never requested.
Yeah, I think my daughter asked me to take her because none of her tired-ass friends have any money.
Oh.
Her tired-ass dad barely does.
Her tired-ass friends.
And she certainly doesn't, so it's down to me. If she wants to see it, it's down to me.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.